For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team hosting Minnesota tonight in an exhibition game. Joined by senior captain Kirkland Irie.
Kirkland, as you look back at the first half of the season, where was this team really, really good in your mind?
I thought overall our low game is really good to start the season. And I think we can just keep getting better with that as we move forward. But other than that, I think our team speed was really good. We play with pace, and I think that's why we had a lot of success in that first half.
You look at your roster going into the season, you're like, wow, there's a lot of new guys here on this roster. They seem to fit in pretty quickly. At what point did that just, it wasn't an issue anymore in your mind?
No, it's a good group of guys. They all want to be here, and they all want to buy into what we have here at Bemidji. And I think that's the number one thing we have. And so I think that kind of meshes well with the style we play. And moving forward, that's going to be huge for us. Just the experience that guys have gotten through the first 20 games.
As a captain, as a four-year player in college hockey, is college hockey as cool as you thought it was going to be?
Absolutely. It's still living the dream. I mean, it's been hyped up, and it lives up to the hype. There's no place I'd rather be, or I'd rather want to be.
What has made Bemidji State so special in your mind?
I think it's just the community and the fans and the group of people that we have here at Bemidji State. There's no place I'd rather be, like I said, and the guys that we have here, the coaches that we have here, just all makes it better.
What do you want to accomplish here yet in the second half on a personal basis? What as a team, other than obviously contending for a McNaughton Cup, as a team, what do you still want to get done?
No, I think we just want to keep moving forward with our game, just keep getting better every day, every weekend. And overall, we'd like to win a McNaughton Cup and move on and win a Mason Cup, move on to the national tournament.
How does a game like tonight help?
It's going to help a lot. I think having this exhibition game is huge for us, just to see where we're at coming back off a break. And then moving forward, we can see what we need to work on against Michigan Tech.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team will host Minnesota tonight in an exhibition game, joined by senior Adam Flamang.
Adam, you had a great first half personally. I know you're more focused on the team. What about the team did you like the most here in the first half?
Yeah, I think, first of all, our depth. I mean, we got four really good lines. Obviously, our low game has been really good the last 10 games or so. Our team defense has gotten a lot better. We've had some, I mean, obviously, our whole game has been really good the last kind of half of the first half, I guess. But yeah, honestly, everything, obviously, there's stuff to improve on every day, but I think we're in a really good spot.
Still, obviously, places for improvement as well. Are they little improvements? Are they big things in your mind?
I would say just little things, you know. There's always stuff to work on. I would say we continue to grow on our low game is probably the thing that's going to keep us winning games and stuff. So probably our low game is probably the thing that we should emphasize the most here in the second half.
So many new guys on this roster. Oliver Peer comes to mind, especially with you in 3-on-3. Number one, you guys have played a ton of 3-on-3 so far this year. You've won the majority of them. What is it about that chemistry with you and Hudson and Oliver?
Obviously, Huddy and Piercy are unbelievable hockey players, so I try to find them and get the heck out of the way. But yeah, try to use Piercy's speed, and I try to just give him the puck, basically.
3-on-3, when it started, was just your chaos. I don't think guys really knew how it needed to be played. It's completely different now. How much more mental is 3-on-3? Than even 5-on-5, you know, midway through a game?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. One little mistake, one little turnover, and it could be a 3-on-0 going the other way. So obviously possession is huge in 3-on-3 and trying to create little 2-on-1s all over the ice and try to capitalize on those chances.
You've been around college hockey long enough. Is it what you thought it would be?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this has been the best 3.5 coming on 4 years of my life, and I'm just enjoying every second of it because it goes so fast.
Did you think it would be this good?
I mean, hockey-wise, or yeah, obviously college hockey. I mean, that was the dream of mine when I was a kid, and it's unbelievable fast. It's physical. It's grown men, and yeah, it's incredibly hard.
What is it that has made Bemidji State such a home for you?
The community, the team, the coaches, just everything. I mean, there's no egos ever on this team. We're all in it to win it. No one really cares about their own points. If we win the game, everyone's happy. So it's been an unbelievable journey so far, and I'm excited for the second half of my senior year.
In the non-conference, you played North Dakota, you played Duluth, you've played St. Cloud. Obviously, you're playing Mankato and St. Thomas in the league. You get to cross the last one off the list tonight, Minnesota. How cool is that just to be a part of what college hockey is in this state?
Yeah, it's pretty special. I remember one of my best friends' parents had season tickets to St. Cloud State when we were kids. So I'd always go to the St. Cloud State games, and I was like, oh, my gosh, these guys are unbelievable. And then my freshman year when I was playing in St. Cloud State, I was like, I can't believe I'm here. So it's pretty cool playing all the different Minnesota rivals and the teams you watch growing up and the tournament. And so it's pretty cool.
You guys are that way to a lot of Bemidji kids. What's that like for you, you know, winding down a career that all those little kids that you've been able to meet in schools and such and give back to this town the way that you can?
Yeah, I mean, we try to give back as much as we can, because kind of like that story I was saying, those guys look up to us, and we try to do the best of our ability to show up for the community and show those kids what it means to grow up and be an adult and how to carry ourselves, and yeah.
This is an exhibition game. Your fans don't really treat it as one. Once the puck drops, is it any different for a player?
No, it's another day in the office for us, and we're trying to win the game.
What do you want to accomplish here in the second half?
There's a lot. Obviously, continue to do well in the league play. I mean, we want home ice for all of the playoffs. You know what that means, Schultzy. So that's kind of our first goal, and then we'll look on after that.
Best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.